From the newsroom, I'm Peter Kaleem. Primary election unofficial results from Tuesday. Supervisor District 4, Virginia Bass picked up 64% of the vote. Danny Burkhart drew 18%. Marianne Lyons, 17%. Supervisor District 5, Ryan Sundberg, 52% of the vote to Steve Madrones, 48%. Superior Court Judge Lawrence Killeran, 71% to Leith Gill's 28%. And a close auditor controller's outcome, Karen Paz Dominguez garnering 50.2% of the vote to Mike Lorig's 49.4%. Special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force conducting follow-up investigations on a narcotics trafficker in downtown Eureka. The suspect was traveling around Eureka neighborhoods and committed several vehicle code violations. Agents pulled him over and identified the suspect as 51-year-old Julio Angelo Ochoa. At the Chevron fuel station at 2806 Broadway, with the assistance of a narcotics detection canine unit, 2 pounds of suspected heroin packaged for sale found in a false compartment in the front passenger seat. Ochoa now facing a host of charges. Humboldt Bay Fire is reintroducing its water rescue team after finding money to pay for it. The company will be conducting 3 days of training to bring all rescue swimmers up to state fire training certification levels and will be opening up that training to other local rescue agencies. The training will consist of in-water rescue operations, victim retrievals, also search operations, submerged vehicle rescues, boat rescues, and more. Plus, there will be joint training with the Humboldt Bay Harbor District boat operators as well as the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Humboldt Bay. A man Eureka police say was wanted in connection with a robbery-turned-murder in Florida, caught Monday night along the 1600 block of Trinity Street. A person called to say there was a stranger in their yard. Police showed up and arrested 19-year-old Christian David Carmona Quinonez, who they say has a warrant out against him for that incident last February in Lauder Hill, Florida. Fatal motorcycle crash in Mendocino County. A 1993 Suzuki motorcycle being operated by a 69-year-old man southbound on 101 south of Underpass Road. For reasons still under investigation, the bike veered off the west road edge, traveled down a tree and vegetation-covered embankment, and then hit a tree. Operator of the Suzuki, the only occupant, pronounced dead at the scene. At this time, it's unknown if drugs or alcohol were a factor in the crash. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.